just for a short time. I know it's cold in here tonight, and I know it's sometimes the meeting can run on. I only want just a few minutes. Who believes it's important tonight to hear from the word of the Lord? Who believes that tonight, you know, we're on a field, a wet, rainy, miserable field, if you like, but God is here. But more importantly, the word of the Lord is capable and able to save people from the fires of hell tonight. I want to read a part of scripture. In the book of Romans, this is the Holy Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, there's a very good verse and it says this. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen? I want to ask you a question in here tonight that only you can answer. I want you to listen careful. Try and be as quiet as we can, just for a short time. I'm going to ask you this simple question. Are you saved? Are you saved? Tonight, if this was your last night on earth, and God forbid that were to happen, but you know the Bible also teaches that we are not promised tomorrow. But if this was your final night on earth, would you have confidence that you would be able to get into heaven, that you were saved, that you're set free from sin? You know, sin separates you from a loving God. The book of Romans speaks about that everyone has sinned. You know, in here tonight, if you're sitting in this place tonight and you're past the age of understanding, you will have sinned. You'd have told a lie. You might have chored something. Somewhere along the line, you've done wrong. And what happens is this. That sin will separate you from God. Now, I can talk and preach to you tonight about Jesus, about him dying on a cross, but you've heard that before. I can tell you about him having his beard ripped out and a spear shoved in his side, but you've heard that before. And you know what happens? We switch off to it. But this part of scripture, it talks about something. Confessing and believing. Now, I personally believe throughout the land we have many churches, and most of you are from them, from up and down. But I personally believe this, that we have a lot of people that confess that Jesus is Lord, but in their heart they don't believe. In their heart they are far from. And there's another part of scripture that says that they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I want to tell you something. It has to be the heart tonight. The place that really counts. You know, we're good at just speaking words. We're good at, you know, hawking. We're good at talking and things like that. But that makes no difference. It doesn't cut it. One day, I want to tell you something. I hope you all live to 100 years old. But every single day, we're hearing about young people passing away, good and bad things taking place. And what happens is this. One day, you will stand before a righteous and a holy God who loves you so much that he gave his son. You know, the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever what? Believes. And that's what I want to ask you about tonight. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in your heart of hearts? Many of us have heard a preacher at some point in life. We've heard, you know, that, you know, we can go to two places, heaven and hell. And because we're not stupid, we hear about hell and the fires of hell, and we don't really want to go there. So, you know what happens? We think, well, I want to get out of that place. I'm going to get up and I'll go and get prayed for. But in our life, there is no change. There is no difference. We live the same. We talk the same. I want to tell you something tonight. Jesus is coming back soon. Sooner than you all probably think. And we have an opportunity tonight to get our hearts right with the Lord, to accept Jesus and be born again of the Spirit of God before it is too late. But what are you going to do about it? When you stand before the Lord, when you stand before God, and you truly haven't got any real faith found inside of your heart, all you ever had was just empty words. Friend, I want to tell you something. You will not be going to heaven. You'll be going to the fires of hell. But Jesus and God the Father, you know, they loved you so much that they somewhere in heaven, in the past, they got together and they put a plan together that Jesus would come down to this world, that he would do something about your sin because of his love, because he cares so much for you, that he wants to put that faith in your heart. That so when we do pass, I want to tell you something. None of us is getting any younger. You look in the mirror, you'll realize that you're getting a little bit older. You realize that who can say that the months and the years are flying by? That time, it doesn't stand still. You know, it's just going so fast. And what happens is we just, you know, think it's all right. I'll get myself right another time. Or I want to be richer. I want to get more money. I want to do this, that, and the other. And we're more interested in filling our pockets than having our souls filled. And I want to tell you something tonight. The Lord, if he was to come back, or if this was your final night, would you be saved? Would you be saved? You know, I was talking to somebody last night and we said the same kind of thing. And, you know, somebody said to me, you know what, if I really thought that this was me last night, I would be praying. I would be calling on the Lord. I would really be asking the Lord. And that's so true. You know what happens? We think we've always got forever. How many times have you looked on your phone lately and a WhatsApp will come up and you hear about a tragedy happening here and a tragedy happening there? And all the time is slipping and slipping and slipping. But tonight you can do something about it because you've got a God that loves you and Jesus here willing to save you. But the Bible says whoever confesses and believes shall be saved. Saved from your sin. You know, Jesus and God, they don't want to send you to hell. They don't want to do that. You know what happens? We just switch up. We just think to ourselves, oh, it's okay. It's just, you know what? I'm all right. I'm not too bad. You know what? I do a few things wrong. I love God, but God understands. God doesn't understand. God knows this, that you are separated from him because of your sin. You need to repent. Jesus did this. He came down to this earth. He was here for 33 years. 3 years of him, he went around ministry, telling people about the ways of God, telling people about the fires of hell. Then one day, he died upon a cross. He took the cross for us. He was whipped. He was beat. He was unrecognizable, the Bible says. And you know what? He died. He went into a tomb. But 3 days later, he rose again. Jesus is alive. And what you have to do tonight is your part. He's done his part. You have to repent tonight. Young and old need to repent tonight. Need to give themselves to the light. Because you know, one time, it won't be fun and games. These young people and these old, they think it's fun and games. But one day, they'll stand before God and they will realize that it was true. Everything that they said, everything that the Bible predicted, it was all true. And now they stand before a powerful, awesome God. And their own sin will condemn them to the fires of hell. What are you going to do about it tonight? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to gamble with God? Are you going to think I'll do it later on? Are you going to hide under the fact that, you know what, you call yourself a Christian, but really there's no true faith? Ask yourself the question, do you really believe that there is a God? Do you really believe that there was a Jesus? Do you really believe that he came down from heaven just as real as you're sitting on your seat and he died and he paid the price for you? But what are you going to do about it? Are you going to leave it for another time? Or are you going to say, tonight I'm going to make a commitment I'm going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to get myself set free in the name of Jesus. So tonight, I know if this was my last night, then Jesus would say, come in, my good and faithful servant. I have a place reserved for you tonight. And that's what we're offering you tonight, the opportunity to be right with Christ. But who in here tonight needs that? Who in here tonight needs to say, I need the Lord. I need God. I can't save myself. It's no good me trying to be good or turn over a new leaf. That's no good. I have to believe that Jesus died for me. I know he rose again, and I'm going to put my life into his hands tonight. While you have the opportunity tonight, I'm talking to the ones that's backslid. I'm talking to the ones that's cold in the heart, that's come to this field, and you don't know why you're here. You're contemplating a lot of different things in your mind and in your heart. Jesus loves you, and he's the only way. In the book of John, it says, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no one will come to the Father except through me. Who wants to choose Jesus tonight? Amen? Who wants to choose the Lord tonight? You can take this world and it's 5 minutes of, you know, whatever it is, glitz and glamour, whatever you call it, but it will not last. Nothing's going to last. Everything that you have will not last. I want to tell you something. You can have the nicest of places. You can have the nicest of cars. You can have all the diamonds you want. But I want to tell you something. When you go 6 feet under, it's no good to you anymore. The only thing that will last is your soul. And the Word of God, the two things that will only last that you're hearing about tonight is the Word of God and your soul that's in. You can't even keep your life. And tonight, you have a wonderful opportunity of saying yes to the Lord. I want to get myself right with the Lord. Is there anybody in here tonight that's willing to say, I haven't been right with the Lord for a long time, or I'm not born again of the Spirit of the Lord. I need to be right with the Lord. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about being set free in the name of Jesus and coming and giving your life to Christ and saying, I'm going to repent from now on. No longer am I just going to confess him, but live a sinful life. I'm going to confess and I'm going to believe. I'm going to turn away from sin and I'm going to start walking with the Lord. Is there people in here tonight that's willing to do that? Is there men and women that's willing to stand in these evil days and say, you know what, I'm going to stand for the Lord. Too long I've messed God about. Too long I've not been right with the Lord. Too long I've been cold in my heart, and I need to be right with the Lord now. Before it's too late, come to Christ. Because there really is only two places for you and your soul. Heaven or hell. Heaven or hell. Jesus has made the way open for you to get to heaven by accepting him and what he did upon the cross in Calvary. Your sin, if left undealt with, will take you to the fires of hell. How many of us in the past has received a penalty for driving with a motor? You've parked in the wrong place and a sticker's come on that window, penalty, and it's in your name. Sometimes you'll forget about it. You know, oh, it's all right, I've got 28 days to pay for it. I've got plenty of time. And then a letter comes to the post. You know, you've gone over your time. Now it's doubled. It's £100. And you think, oh, I'll be all right. Then all of a sudden the courts get involved. And then all of a sudden you realize that your name is on that ticket. You're not escaping it. You've got to pay it. Well, that's exactly what sin does. All throughout your life, it will build and it will build and it will build. And one day, either you will pay for it or you'll let the Lord pay for it. You can't escape it. But tonight, you can give it over to the Lord and be set free and know for sure that you can be right with Jesus. Tonight, we're going to worship the Lord, and the brothers are going to come forward. But who in here tonight needs to be saved? I opened up with the question, who is saved? Saved from hell, saved from your sin. That's what it means. Who in here needs to be right with the Lord tonight? We're going to have an opportunity to worship the Lord together. And after that, come forward. In fact, Let's all stand in the presence of the Lord. Let's try and keep the aisles as clear as we can. Whether it be 1 or 50 or 100, whoever it is, God knows. But tonight you can come forward. If that's you tonight, there's men. I want to tell you something. There's many here that will pray for you. They're all pastors and preachers. But listen, we can do nothing. All we are is just men. Jesus is the one that we're pointing to tonight. Jesus. When you come down tonight, when you walk down to this front, you're not coming to man, you're not coming to light and life, you're coming to Jesus Christ and getting yourself right with the Lord. Amen? So if tonight, if you want to be set free, if tonight you want to give your life to the Lord, if you want to do something about it, don't go out into the wet and the wind and the rain, but tonight come forward, we'll pray together, but the Lord will answer you tonight. If that's you tonight, come forward and give your life to the Lord tonight. God bless you.